The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
Now, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Pope Leo XIV today with hopes to ease tensions now between the US and the Vatican. Mr. Rubio is visiting Rome just weeks after President Trump's extraordinary criticism of Leo I, US Pope, over his anti-war stance. And we're joined now by Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, David Smith, for more on this. David, do we know what was said at the meeting?
It was a private meeting. We understand from the US State Department that the conflict in the Middle East and other issues were discussed. Not a great deal more than that in terms of the tone of this, or whether Marco Rubio was specifically trying to heal the rift with Donald Trump. I assume it was all relatively smooth and diplomatic, but no, we don't know that much right now.
Rubio himself, of course, is a Catholic and has said that this meeting was set up before the spat between the Vatican and the Trump administration. However, I think there is a general acknowledgement that there has been a cooling between the Holy See, as they say, and the US presidency over Trump's criticisms. Remind people of what it is that Trump has said about Pope Leo.
Yeah, that's right. It's been a fascinating duel in some ways between the world's most powerful man and one of the world's most powerful religious leaders, kind of acting as a counterweight. And Donald Trump, in his fashion, has been hurling insults at the Pope, suggesting that he seems to back Iran pursuing a nuclear weapon, which the Pope has never said, bizarrely sort of saying that the Pope is weak on crime, as if he was a politician, which was a strange one, and a few other jibes as well. And he got backed up by J.D. Vance, the vice president, also a Catholic, who sort of questioned the Pope's right to discuss theology and so on. It's been a sort of very strange rift.
Yeah, an unusual position for a Catholic to take, one would imagine. David, in terms of Trump's criticism within the US, how has it landed? What are people within the US saying about Trump having a go at the Pope?
I think it's dangerous territory for him because Catholics are one of the biggest swing voter groups in the US. Sometimes they go for the Democrats, and of course Joe Biden was also a Catholic. Sometimes they go for Republicans, as they did more in 2024. And so there's certainly been a critical reaction to this from some Catholic leaders, saying that Trump was really wrong to bash the Pope in this way. Some of the polls reflect that at a moment when Trump's disapproval rating is already at an all-time high for other issues as well.
So that might have been some of the impetus for Marco Rubio going there and, I suppose, trying to heal the rift. Of course, Trump also, during the period of time when he was attacking Pope Leo, put out that AI image of himself, where he says he was a doctor, but where many people think he was representing himself as Jesus.
Yeah, that was bad timing and also went down badly with many religious voters. And in fact, there's a new poll, I think, just out today or yesterday, showing that even Donald Trump's diehard supporters did not like this Jesus comparison. That was a bridge too far for them, because, as you say, it was this meme image of Trump apparently in the role of Jesus Christ with lights in his hands and healing the sick, and rather unconvincingly, when he was pressed on it, Trump said, yes, he did put that out, but he thought it was an image of a doctor, and not many people believe that. So all of it has kind of fed the narrative that Trump has a bit of a God complex, regards himself as a savior, and is treading on the territory of genuine religious leaders.
Okay, look, we shall leave it there. Thank you for joining us this evening. That is David Smith there, the Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.